Hello, and welcome to another exciting edition of Superstar Radio with your host, LaShawn Suber. She's a career counselor, motivational speaker, as well as life coach. So sit back, prepare to be entertained as well as informed. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, LaShawn Suber.
Merry Christmas and welcome to Superstar Radio with your host, LaShawn Suber. We are excited to be broadcasting from the fabulous Superstar Studios. I am so excited to be here. Welcome all. Thank you so much. I would also like to welcome our beautiful program director, Brittany Thomas Suber. She is responsible for our social media, our guest topics on the show, and she's also a Superstar reporter to tell us all the happenings around town. Hey, Britt, how you doing?
Hi, Sean, and hi, everybody. Happy Hump Day. I hope everyone's week was productive. I know mine was.
We had a great week. We also have a special guest in the studio. I would like to introduce another Superstar reporter who is in studio with us. Want to introduce my beautiful niece, Maisha Johnson. Hey, Maisha.
Hi, everyone.
So she is here kind of visiting us, kind of doing the show. We were actually talking about doing a live show soon, so we're going to schedule that, so we're going to be live on Facebook so you can see our beautiful faces and answer any questions that you have. So our week is going great. How is your week going? Any weekend plans? Finished Christmas shopping?
Oh, not me.
I have not started Christmas shopping.
Okay, so Christmas is in like three, it was 3 weeks from Monday, so that's 21 days.
Time.
Anyway, she's the last minute shopper. So let me tell a Christmas story right quick. So I don't know if any of my parents are listening, but I remember when I was can everybody hear me out there? I hope everybody can hear me because we got this set up that my engineer has set up for me for that. So I hope everybody can hear me out there. If you want to ask any questions or join in the conversation, please press number one, and I can bring you on to the studio. We can have that great, great conversation. So Christmas story that actually happened before we get into the show. So I think I was about, and I had this conversation with my dad a couple of days ago. So Christmas story was I was in the sixth grade, and my mom and dad had really great jobs. I have four other sisters. My brothers were not born at the time. And my dad said, hey, you guys, put down everything you want on your Christmas list. So we put down everything, clothes, shoes, jewelry, everything. What you want? Girl, what you going to get? Girl, what you going to get? So we so excited. Our Christmas tree was up. Our house was decorated. Of course, we had a lot of love in our house. And so big day came, of course. You know, we didn't believe in Santa Claus at the time, but we were so excited because my mom and dad bought us everything on our Christmas list. How many people get everything on their Christmas list? Have you gotten everything on your Christmas list? Have you gotten everything on your Christmas list?
No.
Okay, so five kids, five girls, and my mom and dad bought everything on our Christmas list, which was wonderful. I hope some of my sisters are hearing this so I can actually talk about this. But anyway, so our report card like a month before, back in the day, DPS. So my dad was like, hey, I don't accept C's. So we like, whatever. So the Christmas came, and we're down there. We try on our clothes. Hey, girl, what you get? This is so cool. So my dad came downstairs. My mom and dad came downstairs and said, oh, you know what? Some of you, your Christmas is canceled. I'm looking at him like, no, this person isn't. I'm not going to use any curse words on my show. Anyway, so he sent a couple of us back upstairs because our Christmas was canceled. In my pillow, you know, I learned some curse words from an old family friend. But anyway, in my pillow, I cursed my dad out so bad. I think I gave my mom a couple words too, so I don't know if she's hearing this for the first time. But anyway, Christmas was canceled for a couple of us. Christmas did not come until we got our next report cards, which was in January. And, of course, we were all on the honor roll. But he kept the tree up. He kept all our gifts under there. So imagine going back to school and we telling people we getting everything on our Christmas list and we didn't get anything. So lesson learned. get good grades so you can get Christmas. But that's very devastating. So I had to share that Christmas with me. I put that in this, my for this week. So I do have a caller who wants to say something. I'm going to bring you on the last four. It just says 1401. Hi, caller. Welcome to Superstar Radio. How are you? Are you there? Okay, well, I'll put you back on hold. If you want to continue, then let me know. But anyway, so information on Superstar Entertainment. You know, I'm always happy to talk about our company. It was established and founded by CEO, producer, and DJ extraordinaire Jeff Suber in 2000. Hey, Jeff, he's right here. Hey. He says hey. So we manage two DJs, DJ Out of Control, which is Jeff Suber Jr., DJ Breezy, which is Brianna Suber, and two talented vocalists, Jen and Twan. Oh, my gosh. These individuals are so talented, and their band is so talented. We have band rehearsal tonight, so I can't wait till 9 o'clock and hear our wonderful band. So stay tuned for that. We're actually putting out Jen's single in January 2018, so look out for that, too. So that's going to be exciting. So you can check Jen out on her Facebook. Check me out. Check her out on my Facebook. And 2018 is going to be wonderful for Superstar Entertainment. So we're so excited. So the scripture of the week. Aisha, did you want to do the scripture of the week?
Yes. So the scripture of the week is God is not an option. He is a necessity. So to get on to the scripture of the day text messages, you can email us your information at superstarent@yahoo.com. And we'll pass this on to Helen Wade, who sends out the scriptures every morning.
So thank you for that. Those scriptures are so important to have. People live by those. Are we celebrating any type of anniversary, birthday, celebrate anything coming up?
Your brother's birthday is coming up.
Yes, I want to give my brother, his birthday is December the 17th, so happy early birthday to him.
And what's his name? His name is Mel. Happy birthday to my nephew, Mel. So anyone celebrating any type of celebrations, anniversary, birthdays, if you graduated from refrigeration school, if you learned how to tie your shoe, please let us know because we want to rejoice and be happy, okay? So what you all have been waiting for is this wonderful topic, relationships, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So I'm so excited to bring this. I've been researching this topic for a couple of weeks, and the type of relationships that we have. I want to know, tell me the type of relationships that you guys have. Like, let's open this dialogue up. Like, we have family relationships. We have friend relationships. We have romantic relationships. We can have social relationships. So do you have healthy relationships with your family, you guys?
Yeah. With family, yes.
Okay. All right. Family's going to be there, right? We can't change it. We can't, you know, we can change our relationship. But family is the single most important influence in a child's life. I think about that when I think about my granddaughter and how she came about. And we have such a large family that we look at it as a village, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody has part in this. And I'm looking at Maisha and I'm looking at Brittany. And when they were little girls, family was so important. We had to nurture them. And part of the reason why they are successful today is because of the family, right? So we first learn about loving and caring relationships from our mom and dad. Those are our first mentors. I don't believe that a mentor should be like a celebrity, like, oh, I want to be like Mike or I want to be like Beyonce and Jay-Z. I believe that the family, the first mentor is our mom and dad. Did you learn a lot from your mom and dad? What is the one thing, Aisha, that you learned from your mother or your father?
One thing. Well, they've definitely given me a wealth of knowledge, but how to be independent was one of the things that I value the most that my parents taught me. How to stand on my own two feet, ask for help, obviously, when you need it, but how to be independent and live on my own.
Okay. All right. Brittany?
Well, I learned a lot from you guys, and I guess the most important life lesson is to be responsible. I feel like you guys instilled that in me as a little kid, and the decisions that you make. I always remember you guys saying that, and I tell myself now, before I make a decision, to rethink and make sure it's the right decision and be responsible.
Okay. All right, good. So for me, my dad and my mom always taught us how to think. Think about things, turn around, make sure we are doing the right thing. Make sure that we are doing the right thing. Excuse me, because we have my dog is going crazy, so I do apologize. Make sure that we're doing the right thing. We want to think before we act on different things, with relationships, with money matters, with just anything, the bills in the house. You got to think about different things before you act on it. So my parents taught me how those values, how to think, and also to be responsible. I was writing checks at 12. I was driving at 14. Those things come with responsibility, and that's something that we need to have in our life as the family. So that's part of the relationships that we have. So would you guys say your relationships are healthy? Do you have healthy relationships, or do you have issues with people?
No, I have healthy relationships.
I have healthy relationships.
Most of my relationships are healthy.
Okay, all right. And it's like you when you get older, like, right, I can say when I was from 18, I say from high school to, like, 27, I had so many friends. We were just talking about this earlier. I had so many friends. I had, of course, a lot of family, but so many friends. But when you get older, your friend circle kind of go in a little bit. You don't have as many friends as you had before. So you have to make sure that these relationships are healthy. And speaking of friends, I want to give a shout out to my four BFM from Oakland University. We've been friends since we were like 18, 19. We have our annual girl Christmas party on Sunday. We've been doing this for like, oh my gosh, 30-something years. We rotate. We've been on the girls' trip before the girls' trip movie came out. We were the Flossy Posse before it all came out.
Y'all can laugh at that.
I can show pictures. We were the original Flossy Posse. But anyway, shout out to Michelle, Lena, Toma, and Sherry. Love you guys so much. And I can't wait for our Christmas party on Sunday so we can kind of hash it out and talk. And, you know, we have secrets we want to talk about back in the day, talk about our family, doing different things. So that's a great, healthy relationship to have. So, again, if you want to communicate, if you want to come on to the show, this is a platform for everybody. So if you want to come on, just hit the number one. I'll bring you on. Let me tell you about this caller, because I have a caller on my line. I thank you so much. It's 1410. So if you're 1410, let me see if I can bring you on. So 1410, did you want to say anything? Are you muted?
I was muted. However, I actually just wanted to call in and give a report on some of the new happening things in Detroit.
Oh, and is this Christian? Hi, Christian.
This is Christian. How is everybody?
Well, we are great. We are great. So you're actually a superstar reporter, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So we're going to bring you on. You're on. So what's happening around? We have superstar reporters, you guys, and what they do is they tell about what's going on around the city to give you the happenings. If you're new to the city or you're visiting or even you just want something to do, these reporters are out and about and they know the happenings. These are, I'll say, my millennials, and they report on everything. So Christian, welcome to Superstar Radio. So tell us what's going on in the D.
So actually, I wanted to give you a couple updates. So one of my favorite restaurants that I've been going to, it's actually called Savannah Blue, and it is downtown Detroit. And it's a really good place. It has a great ambiance. It's a great place if you just want to have a nice dinner, have a drink, if you want to go on a date. They have it's almost kind of like an upscale soul food restaurant, and they have a great ambiance, great music, and they have wonderful cocktails. So I think that's definitely one place that everybody should check out. And then this tomorrow, there is the 7th annual Toys for Tots Drive, and it is hosted by the Detroit Black Professionals, and it is a holiday mixer. It is at the Detroit Yacht Club, which is located at 1 Riverbank Road in Belle Isle, Detroit, Michigan, and it goes from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m., and admission is $25 a ticket. If you are a member of the several organizations, There's the National Black Accountants Association, National Black MBA Association, et cetera. And if you're a member, the tickets are $25. And if you're not, they are $35. So I will actually be in attendance, and I think it's a great way for many black professionals to network and get to know each other, et cetera. So those are two things that I want to give this week.
Okay. Well, thank you. Are you going to be reporting every week for us?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Christian, for telling us what's going on, because I know it's a lot going on, especially around the Christmas holiday. You know, people are out and about, and they're shopping and kind of want to just woosah and do some things kind of differently right now. So I do appreciate your input and your information for around the town. Do we have any more information?
Yes, I do have one more thing to report. Actually looking up interesting date nights, things that you can do around the holiday season with your significant other. And I came across the wildlife at the Detroit Zoo. So if you guys are interested, at the Detroit Zoo, there's going to, every weekend, Friday and Saturday, the end of December, there's going to be light shows going on. It says that there's over 5 million LED lights illuminating the front entrance of the Detroit Zoo. The tickets are $15, and I think that's something cool, something different. If you're into the holiday season, you want to get your Christmas on with your boo, I think that's fun. Have some drinks and go to the Detroit Zoo and look at the lights.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Christian and Brittany, for that. We kind of needed that, so that was a quick little break in our relationship. So thank you guys. Keep up the great work on that. So back to our friend, our relationship. So signs of a healthy relationship. We need to have healthy relationships. I'm a firm believer, if I have a problem with somebody, I'm going to come to you, right? Am I right?
Yes, I'm coming right to you.
So, and that's a good thing, you know, because it gives open and honesty how you really feel and not hold animosity. I'm too old to hold animosity, right? And who's my butt, right? So, not you, Malaysia. Okay. So anyway, we need to go to our sisters, go to our brothers if we have any type of issues with that. I come from a very large family, and I value all my sisters and brothers. I'm one of eight, and my number is number two. And when we get together, we have a great time, great fellowship. We laugh, we talk, we catch up, we eat, and have a great time. And a lot of times people don't have that in their families, have a great, a big family unit like we have. And we all respect one another. I remember someone told me that sometimes when people get together and alcohol is involved, it's crazy. We don't want that to happen. But we have a great time, and we get together and have a lot of fun. So the first thing to a healthy relationship, you have to be open and honest and trust each other with your friendship. So when I say trust, I mean you can tell secrets to. Some people are very, very private, which is great. You can tell secrets to, like your girlfriends or your BFFs, different things like that. You go out to lunch, you go out to dinner, and you disclose, because everybody needs somebody to actually talk to. So the signs of a healthy relationship, good friends are real and honest with each other. The biggest misconceptions about good friends is that good friends never fight. That's wrong, because we all have disagreements, but when we fall out, we have to fall back in. So let's face it, everyone fights. Arguing is actually unhealthy, but it can be healthy if you have an understanding and I say, you know what, I'm done with her. Unless you did something really, really bad, then you're kind of done with somebody. Trust is a big thing. You have to trust people in order to get along with them. You have to make sure that they can you can be trusted with such. I'm close with a lot of my family members, and that's who I talk to a lot of the times. I also have friends I talk to all the time, which is great. But when we talk, you have to keep in touch. You know, texting is okay, but I like to hear people's voices. I know that you guys text a lot, right, Brittany and Marisha?
Yes.
So sometimes I got to hear your voice. I don't like texting all the time. Like, my mom learned how to text, which is great, right? Grandma Boo learned how to text. But sometimes I want to pick the phone up and hear it. I'm going to pick the phone up and hear your voice. I'm going to pick the phone and hear your voice. All that texting is kind of crazy to me. I'm from a different generation. I love to text, don't get me wrong. But sometimes you got to keep in touch. You got to see what's going on. I know that's technology, but calling somebody, hey, can we get together for lunch? Or how are things going? Because life happens. You know, we have kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're working. We have other social committees or social sororities, fraternities, other organizations that we're in that takes up a lot of our time. But sometimes we need to slow life down and let the people know that we're here for them. And you have to spend quality time with your friends. Family and friends. Is that a must?
Yep.
We're not promised tomorrow. So we have to do what we can do today. And then another one is, and Facebook is really good with this, with birthdays. So sometimes we forget people's birthdays. I know I kind of forgot, you know, sometimes I remind some people. But a happy birthday on their birthday. When I say happy birthday to people on Facebook, I always use their name because people love to hear their names. You like to hear your name? You like to hear your name?
Mm-hmm.
People love to hear their names because it's very personal. Happy birthday, Maisha. Happy birthday, Brie. I still have your birthday card in my phone, by the way. Anyway, so exactly. Merry Christmas, right?
Thank you.
So when people hear their names, that's so personal. Instead of saying happy birthday or the initials, HBD, tell me happy birthday, LaShawn. I want to hear that. So we have to remember birthdays and other dates and different things like that. Another thing that we have to kind of talk about is listening. Do you have great listening skills?
Not so much.
Why, Brittany? Why would you say that?
Because it's hard. Because I feel like I formulate my response while the other person's talking.
Okay.
And that's kind of hard.
So I agree. I definitely think that that's hard. I think that I'm pretty good at communication, but my role at work is actually a team leader of communication, so I should be good at that. But that's one of the things that we teach our team members is to listen. That my team members talk to clients who are buying houses. So we teach them to listen, not to respond, but listen to actually understand what the person is saying and then formulate your response after. But if the whole time while that other person is talking, if all that you're thinking about is what you're going to say back, you're missing half of what they're saying.
And that's my problem because I don't listen to what you're saying. As soon as I heard enough, I just stopped.
And that becomes an argument. That's what that is called. That is an argument. So, but if you're listening to actually give a response to everything that they're saying, you're going to hear them out first and then respond everything, not just hear just what you wanted to hear and whatever made you, you know, go off whatever response that you give. If you're actually listening all the way, you're going to hear that person out.
That explains a lot.
That makes a lot of sense. But listening is actually art form. I'm in HR. I'm an HR professional. So I have to listen. I have a lot of phone interviews over the phone, and I have to listen for background noise. I have to bring some things out of people that they do not have on their resume. Have to listen if I think it's kind of like fraud or anything like that.
Right, right. And I just want to let everybody know that what the topic is. We got some new callers coming in. Right now we're talking about relationships and we're building up to that. We want to know what a good relationship consists of. We're going through all the different things that you need to establish when you're establishing your relationships out there.
So it's all kind of relationships. So right now we're talking about family, we're talking about friends, social, and romantic. So we haven't got to romantic just yet. But try not to take your friends and family for granted because people kind of take advantage of people, and we've all been there. So the worst feeling to me is for someone to take people for granted. For the callers who joined, I thank you so much. If you have a question or a comment, please push number one on your phone, and I can bring you on, and we can talk about what you want to talk about. But taking people for granted, that's a bad feeling. People want to make sure that, you know, their friendship is worthy. So I have a caller who wants to come on the line. So caller, thank you so much and welcome to Superstar Radio. How can I help you?
Hi, I just wanted to make a comment. This is Cynthia in New York. Your OU sister.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me come on there for a brief moment. I just wanted to add my two cents. Everything you guys are saying are wonderful, and you guys are touching on a lot of great points. But I wanted to just, you know, chime in and add that you need a safe environment for communication, both intimacy as well as this informal relationship, because when you're talking to your friends and you're sharing information, you want that person to feel safe and comfortable in sharing so that that person don't feel like they're going to be judged or someone is going to look at them funny based on what they're saying, because everybody's entitled to their feelings. So everybody needs a safe environment. And the same goes with respect to having a relationship with your spouse or significant other. having that respect, that mutual respect to just listen to what they have to say is the key, I think, in maintaining a healthy relationship. It's great to have that communication, but if you don't give them that opportunity to have their voice heard or have it listened to, that is what creates sort of like a tension or animosity in the situation. So I just wanted to chime in and share that. But good job on what you guys are doing. I love you. Keep it up. You're just rocking.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. You guys, this is my good friend from Oakland University. We met back in, what, Cynthia, 1987?
Actually, we go further than that. We met in elementary school at Emerson.
Oh, I didn't go to Emerson. I went to Cook.
But yeah, I went to Emerson. I'm sorry. All this time, I thought you went to Emerson with us.
I went to Taft. I went to Henry Ford, and then I went to OU.
Okay. Okay. Well, then OU.
Yep. So actually, we met at orientation with Michelle.
We sure did. We sure did. So
yay.
That's what, 87.
Yay. Yep, 87. Yep, thank you so much for coming on. I hope you'll be every week listener because we have a great time on the show. And I do love your input, so thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and I will try my very best to chime in when I am available. You know you got my support.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you back.
Okay, stay on the line for the rest of the show, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So what she said, very important about communication. And sometimes in relationships, I know in my personal relationship with my husband back in the day, if we had an argument and he told me, you know, give me a minute, you know, let me process what happened, I was not that type of person. Oh, you're going to talk to me now. We're going to get this together. And I only make the situation worse. So now I've learned basically to kind of step back. If someone say, hey, you're kind of, this is too much for me. And in our communication, we have to step back and process that. So on to the next. You guys, I have wrote a, you know how people go for job interviews and they fill out the application because I'm HR? I want to do something a little different for dating. And this is for the people who are dating right now. So I have developed a application for dating. But it's like a job application. So I'm going to work really hard this time in 2018 to get this copywritten. So I have my niece, Aisha, to go over some of these questions about dating because a lot of times we don't ask these pertinent questions about dating. So we get into the wrong relationship. Oh, he's cute. He has potential. He's 80. He got potential. No, it's too late. So these questions, you're not actually going to take the application with you on a date. You're going to ask a couple questions as you're on the phone, keep some notes. If you're on a date, keep your mental notes and assess this. Because some of these questions are great to have. This is going to be going to eliminate so much of dating, and you can be with a loser and don't even know it. But if you ask these questions, you can. So Bruce's over here cracking up. So the name of the application, I'm going to change that, you guys. It's called Application for Information Concerning More Than Temporary Dealings with Intimacy. That's really long, so I'm going to work on to change that. So I'm going to turn it over to Maisha because we were talking about this prior to the show. So Maisha thought the questions were pretty good. Over to Maisha, and Brittany and I are going to chime in whenever necessary. So
there you go. All right, so application for information concerning more than temporary dealings with intimacy. So I'm going to read a couple of the different questions. So there are a lot of questions, like she was saying, this isn't something that you would bring on a date and have someone actually fill this out. That would be really weird. But there are questions that as you go on a couple of dates with a person, you get to know these types of things. In some way, you manage to ask these questions. So eventually the entire application gets filled out, basically. So it does ask for the general things, your full name, date of birth, you know, address, phone number, email address, things of that nature. But it does go on to ask what attracted you to this person initially. So what
was
the reason why
question.
You decided to pursue them? Why did you want to get their number? Why did you want to date them?
That's
I think that's a really
question.
Good question.
Yes.
I mean, if you're friends already, then it's not really based off of looks exclusively, but maybe
met someone at, you know, a bar or a club or in the at Walmart, wherever it may be. So figuring out what attracted that person to you to begin with. It goes on. I'm skipping a couple of the questions, so I'm just gonna kind of skim through it. But it asks about your level of education, so that's something that you definitely should know about someone who you're dating. It asks, have you ever been convicted of a crime? And then it asks, have you ever spent time in jail? So, Brittany, do you think that's something that you should ask someone on a date?
Yes, that is. Because you want to know who you're dealing with. You want to know if they're, you know, on America's Most Wanted list for fun. And, you know, are you safe?
So I definitely agree with that question. The application goes on to ask, do you have reliable transportation and a license to drive that vehicle? I feel like that's a very important question that you probably weed out even before the first date, because if you can't come get me for a date, there is no date, in my opinion. It also asks, do you currently work? What type of work do you do? How many hours do you normally work in a week? Are you part-time? Are you full-time? Do you have more than one job? I feel like those are things that naturally would come out in conversation. Someone will eventually tell you where they work at and what they do for a living. And ask, what do you do in your spare time? What are your hobbies? What do you and your friends like to do? What are your any habits that you have? So it says including illegal and illegal substances. So this includes food. Do you particularly just love Mexican food? Alcohol, shopping, do you, you know, basketball 3 times a week with a league or something like that. Those are things that are important for someone who's dating you to know, right, Brittany?
Right. And then also the illegal activities. You want to know what this person is doing. You may not agree with their activities that may be illegal or illegal. And I feel like I'm going to really take that application with me, because some of those questions would have eliminated some of mine.
Please don't break this out at the table. You will embarrass me. So additional questions on the application. Do you live alone? How is your relationship with your mother? How is your relationship with your father?
Why do you think we asked the question of how is your relationship with your mom?
So personally, I'm going to give I have a degree in psychology. I am no psychologist. I do not practice psychology. Full disclaimer. I just have studied it in the past. But typically, for example, Brittany, your relationship with your father will somehow come to play in your relationship with a man.
What?
Not necessarily directly. You're not going to look at him as a father, but some of the things, let's say that your dad was never around as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You might have commitment issues or trust issues with a man later on in life, because this is the only example of a man that you had growing up.
Oh, I understand what you said. Like, okay, so my dad is really good at fixing things. If I get a date with somebody or get in a relationship with somebody, they can't fix anything,
that's going to be an issue for you, because
yeah.
This is the example of a man that you have.
Okay.
It's the example of not just a father role model, but this is the example of what you have is what a man should be, is
mm-hmm.
typically what you look at in your father. Or let's say you didn't have a good relationship with your father, you may look at it as, this is what I do not want in a man.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's important to know, not even necessarily, you don't have to blatantly ask how is your relationship with your mother. Let's say like you're a woman dating a guy, you don't necessarily have to ask what is your relationship like with your mother, but eventually those types of things will come out. They have, you know, issues with their mom. I was in a relationship previously where I had issues with his mom growing up, and he, you know, went into detail about them, and I kind of understood what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So he basically was looking for someone who was the opposite of his mother in his case.
Hmm.
The application also asks, what's your favorite color, favorite sport? Describe yourself in 3 words. A good question. When I get something like this, describing my 26 years of life in 3 words is difficult. Do you think you could describe yourself in 3 words, Brittany?
Funny, beautiful. Those are
is there words. Anything a little bit less shallow, maybe?
Wow. Oh my God.
Alrighty, moving on. So it does ask you to describe yourself in 3 words, and I feel like that's something that you really need to take the time to think about, or you'll describe yourself as fun. Funny, yes, 2 different ones. So it asks if a person, so this the application was written from the perspective of a woman dating a man. So keep that in mind when I'm reading some of these questions. So one of the questions asks, another girl hits on you in front of me. How would you handle it?
Ooh.
How would you handle it if I wasn't there? So kind of just to give you the flavor, like would you talk to the girl if I wasn't in your presence, but you're not going to talk to her because I'm there? So I don't feel like a man would be honest about this question.
No.
I mean, if your answer is that you're going to talk to a woman if I'm not there, you're not going to write this on this application. So those are kind of things that you see more from behavior than from conversation necessarily.
Right.
Let's see. What song brings you to the forefront of your mind? Brings me to the forefront of your mind. So sometimes you may have, maybe you were in a relationship in the past. Every time you hear a certain album or a certain song, it reminds you of that person. So I feel like as relationships go on, there are songs that in your mind, you relate to that particular person. Like psychologically speaking, there's like sounds, scents, places that you've been, things of that nature will always jog your memory to a certain person. So what type of song do you want to attach to your memory of this individual?
I guess that's the question you would ask later on after you've been dating for a while.
And you may not even have to ask it. Maybe there's just a song that the two of you listen to all the time, or there's an album that the two of you listen to all the time together at the beginning of the relationship. So for the rest of your life, whenever you hear this, this is what you think of.
Hmm.
Let's see. How did your last relationship end? I feel like that comes out in conversation. I don't think I would blatantly ask that one, but it will definitely come out in conversation.
I need to know what happened.
I don't know.
Why are you
know.
Single? That's the.
I actually hate when people ask me that question.
I need to know. Why are you single?
Why do you hate when people ask you that question? I don't feel like that's a one. That's not something that's super easy to answer. I'm not necessarily single because, like, your answer is never going to be, oh, because I'm a control freak. That's never going to be your answer. There's always something deeper, but also, if you ask that person why their last relationship ended, they may be quick to put the blame on the other person, not necessarily be honest. If the relationship did not end with closure or some type of conversation about what was the downfall of the relationship, maybe you don't really know what you did wrong. You just know what the other person did wrong.
It was the baby daddy. It was the baby mama. These questions, I am actually going to go through all these questions with Brittany and Maisha. And I'm going to change the actual title, and I'm going to get this copywritten because these are some good questions I feel that people should ask on dates. So in 2018, I'm going to work on that. I'm going to get this copywritten, and I'm going to sell this because these are great questions to ask, and people just don't ask. Yeah, we got one more because we got to finish it up.
So there's one more question that I wanted to talk about a little bit. So the application asks, are you and your ex still friends? Now, I do feel like that is an important question to ask, but during our pre-show session, we kind of explained this a little bit. So one person in the live studio audience has a best friend of the opposite gender. That person's me, I'm just going to be honest. So I have a best friend of the opposite gender. He actually was just reporting about things to do at Savannah Blue, and he's still listening. Yeah. So there have been guys who I have dated or even, you know, talked to, gone on a date, whatever you choose to call it, who were not comfortable with the fact that I have a male best friend and a good amount of male friends in general. Now, there's someone else in the studio audience, also a woman, who will not, she didn't say verbatim, but basically will not allow her boyfriend to have female friends. She feels that the only female friend that her boyfriend should have is her. They are best friends, and what does he need other friends for? But my perspective personally, and I'm going to let her talk for herself if she feels comfortable. She does not feel comfortable. So my perspective is your friends are the people who are there before your significant other comes around normally. If I met a guy today and he said, hey, I'm not comfortable with you having any male friends. To me, at the end of the day, these friends were in my corner before you even came around. And I can't necessarily guarantee that you'll be around for the rest of my life. So I'm not willing to give up my friends. Friends, and I'm not willing to give up any of my friends unless there's a good reason why.
It looks like we have a chat question to piggyback on that. Guys, listeners, if you have questions you want to chat, you can go to the website. It's on our Instagram and on our Facebook. Yes, blogtalkradio.com. Looks like we have a chat question. And this person actually agrees with the anonymous listener in the fact that they believe that, you know, when you're with someone, why do you need friends of the opposite sex? And they're stating in this question that, you know, friends of the opposite sex means that they're intimate. And, you know, I don't know if I agree with that.
Not necessarily. They're not intimate. I've had a best friend since 10th grade, male best friend, and we have been friends for a long time.
his wife did not understand the situation, so when they got married, everything got cut off. But I give her kudos because she sent me a letter saying, hey, I didn't understand your relationship. I didn't know a male and a female could be best friends without anything going on, and I find you to be an attractive woman, and of course, her husband is an attractive man. She invited me over to the house to have dinner with them, and she apologized. So exactly,
big of her.
Exactly, but it took years for that. It took years for that.
It looks like we have another chat question. The person is saying that she believes that she should be first in the relationship, and you shouldn't put your female
friend.
That's
not what we're saying. That's not what we're saying. We're saying having a female or a male best friend, they know their places, and when you have somebody out in the open to go to breakfast with or dinner, hey, come on, let's do this, let's do that. You're involved too. You are involved too. When we were in college, he had a girlfriend. She went to CMU. We exchanged letters. She sent me CMU stuff. I sent her Oakland stuff. When she came in, we went shopping. She even introduced me as, hey, this is such and such best friend, but she's my friend now. So I got to be cool with the girlfriend, and we were good. But that was back in the 80s and the 90s, so that was a little totally different. But you have to be secure and, you know, comfortable in your relationship.
Right.
So, yeah.
One additional thing that I wanted to add. So what happens, let's say that you have male, let's say you're a woman, you're dating a guy, you have male friends, you decide to cut off male friends for this guy. So now you break up, you have friends because you were a man. What happens? Anonymous caller, chat person.
Let's look at the chat. Oh, it looks like they don't have any more.
You know what? This has should have made this an hour show, but this is 45 minutes. Got 3 minutes left. I think we're going to have to continue this conversation.
We need part two.
So I'm going to schedule part two for this, and I hope that you join us. So this has been wonderful. This has been one of the best shows that we've had in a long time. I want to kind of wrap up a little bit. We're going to put a pin in this, and I want Brittany and Maisha to join us again. I'm going to schedule this for an hour, maybe an hour and a half, because we can talk about this dating relationship thing for a long time. Do you girls agree with that?
I agree.
Yes.
Okay.
Especially with these
chats. So exactly with the chat room. So I do have a segment in my show called Ask the Recruiter. I get a lot of questions. I get a lot of concerns about resumes, interviewing. So I did get a question today. I don't know if you guys are my Facebook friend, but please look me up on Facebook. I had a person send me a resume with their picture on it, and recruiters don't like that. It sets you up for failure, and it calls for prejudging. I don't judge anyone because I hired the best person for the job, but don't put your picture on your resume. Do not put your family's picture with your social security number on that either. It's very people can steal identifications that way. But this question is, should I have a chronological or a functional resume, and what is the difference? If you've been in your job more than 10 years, it's okay to have a functional resume, because what chronological resume is going to list. That's like if you're just graduating from college, or if you just started on the career, on your career path. So a functional resume, I have both. It's good to have both, but I've been in the game for 20 years. I had a million jobs. I'm not going to put that. So the best time to go back is for 10 years. Do not go. I don't want to see what's happening in 1986. Or 1999. I want to see what you've been doing for 10 years straight. Yes, it's best to have two if you're an older person, but younger people coming out of college, we don't want that to happen. So I want to thank my special guest tonight, Maisha. Woo woo!
Yay!
Thank you. Our next show is going to be with Dr. Catherine Pickens. She talks about the mental health in the Black family. I think that's very important, because a lot of times we sweep everything under. We're going to talk about mental health. And if you want to be a guest on my show, please give me a call, 248-506-1272, or email me at superstarentertainment@yahoo.com or superstar1@yahoo.com. Thank you guys so much. This has been a wonderful, wonderful show. How you guys feel?
Great. I loved it.
Thank you so much. This is a platform for us to talk about what we want to talk about, news, entertainment, topics, and everything that we have to talk about. Of course, we're going to do our live show. We're going to get that together. And so we're ready to do that. So I love you guys.
You have a great, great rest of your week.
We hope you enjoyed another exciting episode of Superstar Radio with your host, LaShawn Subra. Please tune in each and every Wednesday, 8:30 p.m., for more great topics and exciting guests. The number, 646-564-9995. For information for Superstar Entertainment or LaShawn Subra, please call us directly at 248-506-1272 or email us at superstarent@yahoo.com.
We haven't really.
Because Christian was texting me, like, tell her to call on me.
Oh,
I was like, there's only 3 minutes left, and we got to.
Yeah, we got to have another one because it's like a deep, deep thing.
Because is it still on?
I already texted her back.
So I'm going to look and see.
What's wrong?
So yeah, I'm gonna schedule this probably after I might reschedule Dr. Catherine Pickens and have a question.
Oh, man, like halfway through the show.
Yeah.
How many viewers? Who was that one? That was up there. 11111. She probably called private or something.
Yeah.
And it probably just falls to that. Where are you eating?
So yeah,
like, pudding. I was like, where did you even get that from?
I think I'm gonna switch Catherine Pickens into the next one and have this show again so we can bring it back. Yeah, we have to have part two. That was good. I need to think of another name for that.
I'm not you doing Anonymous. You're right, Anonymous. You wouldn't even pipe up. Cause I'm not about to put in my business out there.
Yeah, I don't know
what
been traveling all week. I mean, maybe if the guy listening wanna text me.
He gonna know you're a control freak.
Is the stop eating that. Put that up and look. Is the garage lifted up?
Yeah. I had to do that. The band's waiting on.
Really?
Program director doing it on.
The dad's supposed to do.
And I put the lights in the bathroom.
Good.
I don't know if he put it on the light, but I put it in the toilet on the toilet seat.
He probably forgot.
Yeah, he did.
I don't like how she's singing that.
My friend Katie wants to call in next
week. So I tagged both of you guys today, too, on my Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know, like, how to... So my, like, Facebook defaults to not posting things if someone else tags me in it, so I have to figure out how to actually let it post, because it's not posted.
Really? Did you get it?
I got it. I just didn't know really what to do. It says, LaShawn Subra tagged you and 13 others in a post to review the tag for a timeline review. So I don't know if it's actually on my page.
Can I put
other
things?
No.
First of all, where you close that, sis?
Living my life like you're golden. Living my life like you're golden. Living.
Somebody, you got to come back.
You
got to come back next week. And we're going to jump right into because I'm going to make it an hour show.
I like when you were warming up, but I was just like, get to the part.
But I have to. You can't.
I know, but
Yeah. Part two, relationships part two, the dating application. Make yourself a format. Yeah. So this was good. I used to get, like, when I was in high school, Warner played football. He was very popular, very nice looking guy. I thought we had something going on, but we were just really good friends. I would get so many girls, can you get this to him? Get it, like, their number and stuff. Yeah, through me all the time. We even, matter of fact, we were going to the movies, me and him. He said, let's stop by this girl's house. You know, she's trying to check me out. I'm trying to see how she do. So her name was Jeanette, and she, Lord, she got cancer right now. But anyway, in high school, we stopped by.
I think it is. Her name is Jeanette something.
What's her last name?
She was real light skinned. Okay. So, listen to this. So, we went over to her house.
Miss Harrison still here.
It's ended.